You cannot let your contentment be based on what you have or don't have, on who likes you or who doesn't like you. Learn to be content in every season. Content when God blesses you with a lot, and content when you have a little. Content when the dreams are coming to pass, and content while you're waiting. Content in the shepherd's fields, and content in the palace. The scripture says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Life is very freeing when you can say, I am content with who God made me to be. I'm content with my personality, content with my looks, content with my gifts. I'm content with where I am in life, my position, my career, my relationships, my house. This is the reason many people are unhappy. They're always wishing for something different. Some single people are not going to be happy until they get married. But you need to enjoy being single, because when you get married, you'll enjoy it more. There are married people who wish they weren't married, or who wish they were married to somebody else. White people sit in tanning booths trying to get darker. Dark people put cream on their skin trying to get lighter. Ladies with curly hair go to the salon to get it straightened. People with straight hair go to the salon to get it permed. People with no hair go to the salon to buy some hair. And of course, there's nothing wrong with improving, being your best, showing your style, but you shouldn't always be wishing you were something different. Be content with who God made you to be. It's a tragedy to go through life always dissatisfied, wishing you had more, wanting to look like somebody else, waiting to be happy. I'm asking you to be content right where you are. Think about Mary, the mother of Christ. When she was pregnant with Jesus, she had to ride a donkey to Bethlehem. Now, I've lived with a pregnant woman twice. If I would have suggested that Victoria get on a donkey at 9 months pregnant, I probably wouldn't be writing this. Mary could have complained, Joseph, why don't you get me something smoother? This is hard. When she got to Bethlehem, Joseph, why didn't you make us a hotel reservation? Why didn't you get me a hospital room? You knew I was going to have this baby. It's been all over the news. When the baby was born, Joseph, why didn't you buy the baby a new outfit? I have to wrap my beautiful baby in swaddling clothes. That means strips of cloth. Mary didn't have designer jeans, a fancy purse, a latte from Starbucks, but she never complained. She never found fault with Joseph. Mary didn't say, God, if I'm going to have this baby for you, at least you could make it more comfortable on me. She was content in the season she was in. Content when the angel said, you've been highly favored, and content riding a donkey while pregnant. Content giving birth in a barn with a bunch of animals, and content when the wise man said, your son is the Messiah. It takes a mature person to be content on the mountaintop and content in the valley.